Madam President.
Madam Secretary.
Madam Speaker.
Two business women.
In politics and in play, it is the new sound of women in office, and maybe the best hope for our economy. That's music to the ears of many.
Anything you can do, I can do better.
Can we? And are we? Female candidates, the end of men? On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Thursday, June 10th. I'm Lynn Scherr in this morning with Todd Zwillick. Both John and Celeste are out. We're taking over. Morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning, Lynn. It's great to be back on the air with you this morning. Let's check in on some of the morning's top news. We start with the oil spill in the Gulf, where federal officials now say they're capturing 630,000 gallons a day, a number which could double, they hope, by the end of the week. A second drilling ship that will boost capacity should arrive in the next few days. Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen says they should have an accurate estimate of how much oil is still leaking soon.
I'm not going to declare victory on anything until I have absolute numbers. I think we all have had estimates, and some people have been disappointed when they were changed. So show me the numbers.
Okay, now here's one number we do know. BP stock plunged another 16% yesterday, Lynn.
The United Nations Security Council has voted to impose new sanctions on Iran to try to force it to give up its nuclear program. President Obama says the 12-2 vote sends an unmistakable signal.
These are the most comprehensive sanctions that the Iranian government has faced. They will impose restrictions on Iran's nuclear activities, its ballistic missile program, and for the first time, its conventional military.
Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad calls the sanctions, quote, a used handkerchief that should be dumped in the garbage can. In Afghanistan this morning, a suicide bomb ripped through a wedding party in the Taliban heartland of Kandahar, killing at least 40 people. This, as the top American commander in Afghanistan says the operation to retake Kandahar will last into the fall.
Back at home now, foreclosures are down nationwide for the second month in a row. Rick Sharga monitors foreclosures for Reality Track.
The good news is foreclosure activity was down by 3% from April. The bad news is that we set a new record for the number of bank repossessions in a single month.
California, Florida, Michigan, and Arizona together account for nearly half of all foreclosure filings across the country. In the markets, Asian markets are up, European indices are up, and futures are up as well. The Dow gets underway today at 9,899. The S&P opens at 1,055, and the NASDAQ opens at 2,158. Coming up this morning, we look at a new model of publishing in the internet age, publishing chapters online complete with Facebook pages and Twitter feeds by the characters. Later this hour, we talk about the young novel My Darkling, which is just out, and you can follow characters in the virtual world. It's an innovation.
And in a few minutes, we look back on Tuesday's primary elections with what it means for women's power in politics. That's coming up. And joining us now is Hannah Rosen, contributing editor for The Atlantic, author of a recent article called The End of Men. Good morning, Hannah.
Hi, good morning.
Are you, in fact, saying that women are taking over?
It sure looks that way after yesterday's elections. That was good news for my thesis, wasn't it? I mean, we had women of all different kinds winning primaries all over the nation, some conservative women, some Democrats. It was really looked like a victory for women.
All right, Hannah Rosen, stay with us. We're going to talk to you more in just a moment. And you, our listeners, can continue the conversation that got started on our site, thetakeaway.org. The question, who has it easier in America today, men or women? Diane writes us, women are part of the workforce and still not earning equal pay. Well, what do you think? Post your take too on our site, thetakeaway.org, or give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Who's got it easier, Todd, men or women?
Well, lately, women in politics, you know, Hannah Rosen mentioned the elections yesterday. What was interesting, no liberal women. Blanche Lincoln, a Democrat, not a liberal. All the women in politics used to be liberal, not anymore.
We're going to talk about it all in just a moment.